Live from indioradio.com, streaming all around the world. This is the John and Kane Show with your hosts, John and Kane. John, Kane, John, Kane, wunderbar. John, Kane, John, Kane, wunderbar. John, Kane.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very special edition of the John and Kane Show. My name is John.
And my name is Kane.
We are broadcasting live from, I do believe, Sandria's.
That's right, Sandrina's.
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 I said believe, and I do. I see, I only believed that I had it right.
That's
and
true.
And I didn't, and he just corrected
and
me.
And I just convinced you. And now you believe you were wrong.
Right, and I was.
There it is.
There it is. So there it is.
Full circle.
Producer Adam is sitting very close between us, closer than he's ever sat before.
That's true.
How do you feel about that?
Which microphone's coming at me right now?
You know what?
It's a little creepy, actually.
Right. Well, I told Kane before we turned on the recording device that I'm a germ freak and a control freak, and I refuse to give up any microphone. And then I winked at him, thinking that he would know that I was joking, but then we both went for the microphone for your face at the same time.
That must mean that you think my face is clean, right?
No, you know what? I don't know where you've been. I don't know where Lindsay's been. Lindsay Walden here, by the way.
I've been very sweaty,
I don't,
John.
I know kind of where Andy's been, because I'm able to see him on my on my multifaceted surveillance system. And that's not a joke. You're all laughing, but it's not a joke. And then Thomas, I don't know where Thomas has been, but knowing him and his husband, I'd be afraid about where you've been. So that's.
Wait a minute. What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say?
And you've been in Texas, and I have.
Now you know where I've been. Dallas.
Yeah. It is Dallas, and I have actually seen you on many of Facebook live things, especially during the debate. How was that?
Yeah. Wow. The debate was a debacle, huh? Wasn't that just a display of idiocy?
If I had to watch Hillary one more time smile with that smug weirdness.
The thing is, look, as much as I hate to admit it, I think from a debate standpoint, Hillary won.
Of course,
Trump
she won.
Was not prepared. He wasn't prepared. He allowed her to push her buttons. He just went off on the stop and frisk thing.
And not the good button.
No, not that button. I think she actually doesn't even have that button anymore.
By the way, am I allowed to even say this on this?
You
know
yes,
what?
You are.
Oh, we do whatever we want on this show.
Yeah, net neutrality, by the way, is a thing that I think they're voting on it yesterday, today or something, but how the control of the internet is going to be given to some global entity as opposed to how it is now, which is free for everybody. And I'm not interested in that. And so when we find out what we can do as a people, I'm going to put it out there on Twitter, and I'm going to call to action to our listeners to make sure that nobody shuts down the internet like that.
Adam, does he not realize that there's probably like six people that are listening? I mean,
what?
I want to be honest.
Why do you say stuff like that?
I do, because, you know, and he's also...
Wait a minute. If you did our social media, there would be six people listening.
No,
right now.
I don't do our social media anymore.
But if you did, that's
right.
My point.
No, but what I'm saying is that Adam, the only reason why he's upset about the internet is it's going to mess up his porn, you know, his porn schedule.
Wouldn't you be mad?
No, porn? I don't watch porn.
Let me be straight. My porn schedule is 24/7. I can adjust it whenever I want. I don't think that is really going to harm my porn schedule. I don't really have a time.
Hang on. For the radio listening audience, he just high-fived with Lindsay Wall.
Well, yeah, of course. Of course.
Okay.
She understands, because there's really nothing wrong with it. The other day, I was in line waiting to pay for a pair of socks that I bought at Target.
I was going to say, waiting to pay for porn, or it's free on the internet. Why would
no.
you even do that?
I was waiting in line at Target to pay for my socks, and I just decided to watch while I was waiting.
Are they socks you're actually going to wear, or are they socks that you're... Oh, wait, you're not a...
You didn't allow me to get to the end of the joke.
Oh, that's right. You're not a 13-year-old
boy. But that's all right. That's okay. No,
well,
hey, you
I didn't know
what?
You were going to do a joke.
Well, when you're older, it's dark socks. It's not gym socks. That's the only difference.
So you still got to the punchline.
Right, exactly. Okay, all right. That's that
we,
was my...
We haven't worked together
that's
in months.
That's how it was. It's been a while.
Listen,
since July.
I know. Since you've left me.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, screw, I'm done with radio. I'm going to go...
That's harsh.
I'm going to go do cool things, like hang out with Steve Wozniak for a day.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
A name drop.
This is... Hold on. That's so funny, because we do need a broom. We need that special broom. Yeah, we need that special broom that sweeps up names when John drops them. Because the other day, he texts me. I get a picture, and I'm like, well, I recognize that guy. He's a little fatter than the guy I recognize, but who is that guy?
I said, it's Steve Wozniak.
Right, from Apple. And I was like, oh, yeah, son of a gun. So tell him I said, hey, and that autocorrect is a bitch.
Right, and I said, I asked him, I said, Steve, I said, why does the word fuck have to autocorrect to duck? And he was like,
I have no idea.
So that wasn't his thing. That wasn't his thing.
No, apparently not.
He didn't know.
But Wozniak did spend some time here in St. Louis. What was the deal with him?
So I was the MC for the Merits Innovation by Design Summit at St. Louis Union Station for 2 days. It was an awesome 2 days where St. Louis business leaders and entrepreneurs really met together to talk about the future and what's happening. And it was an honor to MC for about 1,000 people. And we had amazing keynotes like Jeremy Gucci, Nir Eyal, Wendy De La Rosa, and then, of course, Steve Wozniak.
Yeah. So, and by the way, if none of you have ever seen John in his MC uniform, or, you know, when he takes that persona on, what do you look like that for?
Well,
because it does. It is. It's like a uniform.
Everybody thinks that I'm dressing up as a clown then. Here comes that clown MC, John Lonnie. Let's bring it on
you
now.
You kind of, as a carnival barker, though, for right. The kids in the middle thing, right? Don't you dress as kind of like a carnival barker?
No, not always. Well, I mean, whatever the theme is.
Well, sure.
Listen, I'm a very professional buttoned-up guy. I don't know if you realize this or not.
What do you mean? I'm the only one in this room right now, I think, that realizes it. What are you talking about? Of course I realize it.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm a very important, you know, media leader.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know
this. Yes, and you know where I heard that? You. I heard that from you. That's how I know it.
I'd love this.
I know it to be true.
I miss this. This is the only place where I really just am like, let's turn off all internal dialogue. And then I just blabber. And then
that's the beauty of it.
It's going to stay on the internet forever.
Yes, it is. Until I can't pay the monthly fee.
That's right. Or until your porn gets in the way.
Well, I don't think that'll ever be a problem. So you have literally only 4 minutes to keep, you know, to stay with us, okay? So what I want to do is I want to get into, because we have our guests. We have a couple of our guests actually showing up right now.
I'll give you till 5:40.
You will?
That's 13 minutes now.
Wow. Get out of here. Seriously, I don't need you that for the get out. No, I'm kidding. Lindsay, I want her to be our first guest on the show. And since we are no longer webcasting this on Indio Radio, so there's no songs between our breaks now. So it's not like, hey, we'll be right back. We're going to talk about Lindsay and all of her battery-operated deals. That's not how we're going to do it. She's stepping up to the mic right now. We have to share mic. So I'll have to share my mic because you are a germaphobe, correct?
Listen, if you want to interview her, you can use this mic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought you were going to be a part of it.
I don't know. Well, because we only have two mics.
I know.
We only and there's a work fire going on. So here's the deal.
Can you talk about any of the work fire?
No, I cannot. Okay. So here's the deal. If you want to interview Lindsay, I'll just give her my microphone, and then you can interview her. And I'll just sit here patiently, and I'll respond to my work fire.
But you've given me 13 minutes. Why would I want you sitting there doing nothing?
But that's what I'm saying. But you said you wanted to interview her now. That's what you were implying.
All right. Let's do that. Lindsay Walden, everyone, please applaud. Thank you. Yes.
Hey.
Right. Hey, now, first of all, it's been forever since we've had a chance to catch up and talk.
I know, right?
Walked in, chatted with you, and I found out that, gosh, there's a lot going on with you.
There's all kinds of stuff.
Now, there's some things you can't talk about, obviously.
Right.
So what
can you... Have to have some mystery.
What can you say in the realm of... sexual therapy and what it is you do that we can share with our listeners?
Absolutely. Well, actually, the summer has been definitely very busy. There's all kinds of things going on. I am in the process right now of actually, so Sexy Thoughts actually took a little bit of a hiatus. We're in between radio homes at the moment.
Yeah.
So we're getting ready to start that back up.
Yeah.
I've also started doing, I was doing these over the summer, and these are about to start back up too, is my Facebook Live, where I go live and I kind of answer questions and do some interacting with the audience and that kind of thing. So we're going to hopefully figure out what time of day and day of the week we're going to do that.
I always thought for your Facebook Lives, there should be a special. You know how people can send thumbs up or hearts or angry faces or, you know, wows or whatever. Why can't there be like the eggplant? you know what I mean? Something that... What? Cuckoo-ca-choo?
You said eggplant. Cuckoo-ca-choo.
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
Right.
Octopus's garden in the shade?
Right.
Wouldn't that be more appropriate? Like,
could we petition
Facebook for something like that?
We could. I don't know. That might be, like, borderlining on that, like, whole, like, inappropriate thing that they kind of shy away from. I don't know.
I mean, this is your Facebook Live we're talking about.
It really is.
So is it really inappropriate? I mean, it would only be
I think it'd be hilarious.
Yeah,
I think it'd be hilarious.
It would only be appropriate.
Well, and, you know, yesterday was the one-year anniversary. Didn't realize this, but Facebook shared with me that, you remember that picture of candlelight that students were asked to paint?
Oh, my gosh.
It's been a year since I found that, and I had to repost it on Facebook, and that got all kind of hilarious.
That show was hilarious. The other day, I was walking. I live in Dallas now, so in this place where I live.
He said that twice now.
He said what?
He said that twice now.
Which is actually one less than you told us how great you are in media. So I think I'm still good. All right, so in this neighborhood. right. neighborhood right, in right. Dallas that I live.
Yeah.
So it's a nice 2 mile thing around the neighborhood. So I just walk the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I get to listen to whatever I want, whether it be music mixes or our old podcasts. And one of those was the one where you brought to John, you posted on his Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
The kids doing their painting of flames, candle
of
flames.
Candlelight,
of
yeah.
candlelight. Uh-huh. And those flames look just like Vagines.
A little bit.
All over
or
the
a
wall.
Lot bit.
And yeah, a lot bit.
Lot
and,
bit, not
and
a little bit.
When
just
listening
saying.
To that podcast, I was literally LOLing.
I know.
LOLing on the way.
As soon as it popped up and told me that it had been a year, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to share this again because it was just too good to
I
not.
Can't.
It was just one of the funniest things. That was one of the
I
funniest things ever, ever, ever.
Well, go to radiocane.podomatic.com and you can see all of the old shows that are posted there. And Lindsay, of course, is on the majority
them.
Of them.
You huh? can't see them.
Yes, you
listen
can.
To them.
How do you know
they're
what to click then if you don't
podcasts.
See them?
So you don't like
How do you know what to click if you don't see them?
You know, listen, you think you're all just now huh? Mr. Media Man in
whoa,
Dallas.
Whoa, whoa,
so.
Whoa. Whoa, you know, is this a media contest now? Is this what
it
we're
might be?
Hold on a second.
It might be.
Because it never occurred to me that there was any competition until you brought this up. So
uh-oh.
I kind of want to, here's what I want to do is I want to straighten this out.
Do
because I think
be
it's
the therapist between you two?
I think it's important that you're here at this moment. It's not just by coincidence that
oh, okay.
you're here. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We're dealing with what clearly is, first of all, separation anxiety. We heard John say, I left him.
You did.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Some abandonment issues.
It sounds like there's something like that there.
Right.
But because I work as executive producer for a show that's on in 135 markets across the country.
Tell them who it is.
It's Dana Lash, D-Lash on Twitter, L-O-E-S-C-H. But she is a conservative female who now has just taken on the role as an advisor for the NRA and has been a Second Amendment advocate for quite a long time. But she's, you know, as conservative talkers are, they end up being touted as controversial, right? And so she's always being asked on CNN and Fox and all these other places. And as a result, I'm interacting with those entities as well. So I'm becoming like ingrained in this media that I never intended to be a part of, you know, originally when I just wanted to do radio. Now I'm on this TV side and it's crazy.
Well, I tell you what, you've got leprosy in my world now.
What?
Let me explain this to you. Like,
leprosy.
People are like, you know, John Lonnie is, you know, you're an upstanding media person.
That's
who,
five times so far.
You know,
in this
well, hang
podcast.
On, but I mean, you know,
I'm just saying, I'm just pointing it out.
I know, but hang on, John, you know, you're an upstanding
just
media person
that's
with
six times.
With connections, you know, to many, many different companies, and we understand you used to work with a gentleman by the name of Kane, and I said, yeah, that's correct, and they're like, well, you realize that he associates with the conservatives, and I said, I am well aware of his political leanings,
yes.
And they're like, so is that why you guys broke up? And I said, absolutely. Plus, he was a horrible kisser.
That's not true. That last part's not true. The last time I thought you said it was.
It was all right.
Okay, all right.
I was getting worried there for a second
because, you know, I am self-conscious.
I just think it's funny now that given where you went and given what you're doing, I mean, how people, they want to know about you. They're asking me questions about you, like, what do you really like?
Well, and it's fun because, you know, on the TV side, on the Blaze TV, I get to be a part of the panel sometimes and give my opinion on things, which I never thought was valuable, and it still isn't. My opinion isn't valuable. But it's fun to do it and to battle between, like, you know, points of view and then and be done with it instead of be thought of as, you know, what you're doing right now, which is a leper. Like, you think I'm a leper.
I don't think you're a leper. I mean,
it's kind of what you said, though. You said I had leprosy.
No,
so I'm wondering what you call people with leprosy. I'm going to look that up. Hold on. Google, what do you call people with lepers.
Hey, who's...
What do you know? Lepers.
Who's the mouthy blonde on The Blaze who does the whole...
Mouthy blonde
like,
on The Blaze.
The blonde
oh,
is like...
Oh, Tommy Lahren.
Like, wow, she's pretty, but her voice irritates the crap out of me.
Yeah. She is. She's pretty.
Is that all you're going to say?
What?
Is that all you're going
to
say?
Oh, you want me to say more?
I don't know.
I
mean, you're the TV Blaze
she's
man
very,
now.
She's I very mean, pretty.
She's mouthy, though.
She's very pretty. She's opinionated. She's got a boy name. And it's not spelled like a boy's name, but...
So do her and... Are her and Dana like the both sides of the universe?
Because here's the thing. Neither one... And I brought this up the other day because of the actual... We watched the debate live on Facebook Live and drank during it. We had a drinking game during the debate. God, I got wasted because my word was tremendous. And Trump said it like 15 times. And all right, so... But the thing was, I didn't know that Dana and Tommy had never spoke to each other. And I thought, oh, because you don't like each other.
They don't talk to each other?
Yeah. So
you guys are in the same building.
So I thought they didn't like each other. So I went to Dana. I'm like, so are you... Because she had sent me... She saw that picture I had with Tommy on Facebook. And she's like, are you working with Tommy in some way? I said, no. No. What do you mean? Oh, I thought I saw you take a... I did a picture with her, but
I'm
not...
Oh, my God. Are they jealous of each
so
other?
So that's what made me think. Oh, so I thought there was something going on. So I asked her, and I said, Are you mad at her? Are you upset at her? Have you ever talked to her? She's like, no, I've never talked to her. We never said two words to each other. So I don't have a feeling one way or the other. And I have yet to talk to Tommy about it, but it sounds like I should just leave it alone.
But now, given you're 7'7", like how tall are the girls? I mean,
7'7".
You're 7'7".
How did that happen? I'd end up, first I had 4 kids, and then it ended up, by the end of our run with the show, I had 37 kids in 41 states. I don't know how that happened.
Listen,
I'm 7'7". I didn't know how that happened.
Well, yeah, when you wear your Gene Simmons lift shoes that you love so much.
The ones with the goldfish in the heel?
Yeah, you know the ones I'm talking about.
Still only 7'4" at that point.
So, I mean...
Yeah, so Tommy's really short. Tommy's short. She's like 5'2". Dana's like 5'4", 5'6".
So for the radio listening audience, again, he's showing me exactly how tall she is.
Yeah, that is...
You guys have no idea.
We're not at a 7-Eleven, so you can't look at the door and see, you know what I mean, and see how tall somebody is. You just can't do it. So I'm giving you a visual here while we're doing the podcast.
Right.
All right, so I know you have 5 minutes left, and I know we talked a little bit with Dana... with Lindsay.
That's Lindsay.
About Dana.
Yeah.
Thomas, Lord Thomas, can you come up here? Can you come up here?
He was busy texting.
Lord Thomas, well, I'm not surprised, because can you tell us what's happening with your job? And I want people to understand how amazing it is that he's here today, that he's here right now. Not just that John's here, because it's amazing that John's here, and I'd hate for him to not be recognized, because I know that we'd hear about it if that was the case. So I want to recognize John for being here, because he's only got a few minutes. But I also want to recognize Thomas. Thank you very much. Tell people what you're doing at your job.
So as everyone knows, I'm an IT project manager for Emerson.com here in St. Louis, and we have global companies, you know, around the world. And so for the last 6 months, we've been working on a new website for Emerson.com for their homepage, where we get about 3 million hits a month on the Emerson.com homepage. And so we've been working on it for the last 6 months. And tonight at 8 o'clock, we are actually going global with a brand new website, all the subsidiary companies. So we've put in thousands of hours, thousands of tickets, working weekends and everything else. But tonight we're going global.
So you said you put in thousands of hours into this?
Yes.
Why didn't you do that in our relationship?
I have nothing to say.
By the way, I wish this was video, because his facial expression was worth that joke more than you know.
I'm totally pleading the fifth on this one.
Oh my gosh, that is the best. And thank you for being here, you know, in spite of all of the amazing stuff. So the Emerson site's great. What about Lake and Palmer? Look it up, kids. Emerson, Lake and Palmer. All right. It was a joke. I'm sorry. But thank you for the Face and Junk. I ordered some stuff from Face and Junk, and he delivered it to me. So guess what? It's the Oudwood soap, and he created the beard oil of Oudwood beard oil.
Right.
So I'll be using that. It unlocked the beard oil that you had me use that looked a lot like baby batter for whatever reason. It looked really bad, and it actually made me break out.
Is anybody else taking photos of this? Because I'm literally leaving. I know.
Come on, someone grab a camera, take some photos.
So the person that though Thomas has been a producer, you did not set this up today.
No, I did not.
That's
right. It was not you. It was somebody else. It was Andy. It was our man Andy Falstich.
Wait a minute.
I've been drinking
again.
I just had a drink.
I know you did slam that one, by the way. I thought that was a little quick.
I don't even know what they gave me.
The way you put it down, I think it was a Scotch.
Dude, that was nice. Whatever it was,
it's a single malt.
Tell you what,
Glenlivet. I think the 12 year, if I'm not mistaken. So, Andy, can you come here? When I let Andy know when I was coming back into town from Dallas, Andy was like, so when are we recording the show? It wasn't like, hey, do you want to record a show? Or, hey, do you think it'd be a good idea if we did the show? He's like, so when are we recording the show? And I was like, let's coordinate it with John. I know that he's really busy. He's a lot of work fires that he puts out. He pees on a lot of work fires at work, John does. And so I wanted to make sure that we have the time as a group to be able to do it.
Do you enjoy belittling me?
No.
Is that what you enjoy?
Only as much as you do.
I thought we were turning off the internal dialogue. I just shot this drink like you wouldn't believe. Do you enjoy belittling me?
I about the pronunciation of belittle or what?
You know what? Talk to Andy.
Okay. So what Andy did was coordinate it all. I mean, he contacted everyone, even the place where we are right now. So let's talk about right now where we are.
We're at Sandrina's.
All right, then.
Awesome.
And
I don't know.
All right, so Sandrina's is on Arsenal. And why this place?
Well, because it's one of my favorite. It's my local hangout. It's great.
So Andy, you had nothing to say about it? It's your local hangout and your favorite. And you had nothing to say about it.
Wait, hey, Andy, I'm going to give you some media training, okay?
What's that?
So I'm going to give you media training, and then I want you to recreate it, okay?
I think it's like eight times John's mentioned
Kane,
media.
Kane, ask me where we are.
Hey, John, where are we?
We are at the fantastic Sandrina's, which, of course, is located, you know, near... So I'm saying you just keep going after that. You don't just answer it once.
And then go into how it's your favorite spot, and,
exactly.
And you black out here twice a month.
Right. So here we go.
Take it up a notch.
So hang on one more time. And one more time, here we go. Hey, Kane, talk to Andy.
Oh, thank you. Andy, so Sandrina's, why this place?
Well, because this is one of the greatest places in this neighborhood. They have delicious food. Awesome drinks, great personality, and the waiters and the waitresses. And
yeah, Trish is the best, by the way, just so you know.
Trish is freaking awesome. I love Trish.
Does her boyfriend know? Hold on. Is it LUV love or LOVE love? I think that matters. I think it matters.
I guess we got to wait and see.
Okay, that sounds good. But no, Trish is great. She allowed me to sample the pumpkin. They've got it's already, everything's pumpkin now, right? We're going into October. Everything is pumpkin.
Actually, did you see the recent thing that said that it's not actually pumpkin?
What? What is it?
Okay.
It's allspice?
No, it's squash. The actual stuff that we see, no. It's a different brand of, it's a different kind of squash because pumpkin is too watery and stringy. And so the companies that make the canned pumpkin that we know as pumpkin is actually a yellow squash.
That is some bullshit.
Isn't it crazy?
That is some bullshit.
I had to share.
That's not real pumpkin. It's just a regular old squash.
That's what it says. So that flavor that we know as pumpkin is not actually pumpkin.
But pumpkin, I don't know. Anyway. I'm done.
Pumpkin.
I'm done.
So, all right. So, Sandrina's, big thanks, you know, for them playing host to us. They didn't have to allow us to do this, but they did. They actually kicked out some people so we could do this, which
Hang
I thought
on.
Was
Andy
cool.
Andy has brought something over.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Sandrina's is located at 5098 Arsenal Street in St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. They are in the middle of doing a bunch of renovations. This place is going to be awesome by spring there. It's already awesome, but it's going to be uber awesome in the springtime.
That's trademark now. You can't use the word uber.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not asking for a ride. I'm asking for a drink. But anyway.
So I would take the word of the man that blacks out here three times a month. I would do it. I would take his word for it. It's
all
a great place.
The elderly producer Thomas wants to say something.
So I wanted to tell you guys a real quick story before everybody had to go. So the other day, I was downtown at the hot dog cart, and I decided to bring my big snake with me. And so I walked up to the hot dog cart, and the guy goes, sir, you can't bring a snake here. It's illegal, and it's a health violation. And I said, well, we just want a hot dog. And he goes, well, I'm not feeding your snake any hot dogs. And I said, well, why not? He goes, well, we don't have any buns. And I looked at him, and I said, well, my anaconda don't want none if you ain't got buns, hun.
I love you.
Look it up, kids.
I so miss you.
Look it up, kids. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I so miss you.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Look it up.
Folks, here's the thing. If you like this, how come we never got paid for this?
By the way, kid, when I drive, and there are occasions when I drive from St. Louis to Dallas, there's a lot of small market radio you get to listen to between St. Louis and Dallas. And I got news for you. How in God's name are those people alive? Like, how do you, how can they feed themselves with the talent that they don't have? Yeah.
Can I just tell you right now, like, so this isn't a slam. I'm not saying this is a slam. I was on KMOX, and here's the funny thing. In all of the years I've been in radio, since 1993, I've never been on KMOX in my life.
Really?
Now, KMOX, for those of you, I don't know where you're listening to this app
It's a
right
true
now.
Clear channel signal at 1120 a.m., and you can practically pick it up anywhere in the United States.
Correct, and you could almost pick it up around the entire country 50 years ago when there wasn't all this interference,
exactly.
Right? So it is this very famous, famous radio station, and it was cool to be on KMOX, but when you talk about professional radio people, watch this. So I was on with Charlie Brennan, who is a consummate professional. He's incredible. He literally goes like this. He says, John, how do you say your name? And I said, John Lanius. Great. How do we say this person's name? And I said, that person's name. He says, great. How do I say your company's name? And I said, Vidzu Media. And he goes, great. Got it.
Vidzu, name drop.
Right. But then literally he goes, I'm Charlie Brennan, and I'm here with John Lanius, executive director of Vidzu Media. And that, like, first time, like, it was perfect.
Yeah. Like, Charlie Brennan's great.
Dude, he was incredible. My point is that I love doing this. I really do. I love doing this show with all you guys. You guys are all incredible. But to your point about listening to shitty radio stations and shitty radio personalities around the country, and I'm like,
prevalent.
Why? And I'm like, but then I remember what radio is really like, and I don't want to work in radio.
And I spent 3 years at CBS, and one of those stations, KMOX, and Charlie Brennan was a coworker of mine, and we'd often sit together at these company meetings. And these guys, here's what I like about professional radio guys who aren't uptight, is they can, at a meeting, they can cut up like anybody else, but when it comes time when that mic's on, they know what matters is what comes out of the speakers. And those are the real, true radio professionals from back in the day.
Well, here's what how I ended up on KMOX was not something I planned. I got out of the car on Thursday morning.
Well, you're in the building. You're just one floor up from...
I'm one floor below KMOX, right? Well, I get out of the car and Charlie Brennan sees me and he goes, "Hey, John, I heard you were hanging out with Steve Wozniak." And I said, "Yeah, I was." He goes, "Want to talk about it?" And I said, "Sure." He goes, no, not now. On the radio.
Yeah.
And I was like, "All right, we'll do that."
On the radio. AM 1120 is, like I said, smack dab in the center of the United States here in St. Louis. And that signal reaches coast to coast as a what they call a clear channel. Not the company that raped radio, but clear channel that actually... Actually, a clear channel, what the science means behind the clear channel signal.
All right, there's a note from my wife. I got
okay,
to go, people.
All right, sorry about that. John, thank you for being a part of it. I know we're going to have to wrap all this up. Gary Berger was supposed to join us, wasn't able to. Wanted to say hey to Monk, who wasn't able to join us. Also, the guys from the Hush List, have you heard of those guys? They were wanting to come down as well, unable to make it at the last minute. But really want to thank Sandrina's, Andy, Thomas, Andy, Adam, Lindsay. Who else am I missing? I know there's somebody. I'm thinking I'm missing somebody.
Me, baby.
No, I was going to thank you last, but Sam. Well, yeah, that's right. Sam was unfortunately not able to make it, so we're using my, cups and string setup to record this.
I brought my microphones out of my media case.
You did. And that's how you're hearing us right now. So I really do appreciate it. RadioCane.podomatic.com is where you go to pick up on the old podcasts. Also, believe it or not, Indio Radio's Facebook page is still getting views and likes and activity.
Dude, Facebook is all the time. I'm like, we've not been on in 9 months.
I know. And the John and Kane Show's Facebook page as well. So definitely swing by and check that out. We'll be posting this as soon as possible. I'm not exactly sure when this will post. Sometime first day of October or somewhere in that range. But when we get together again, you'll know. I'm hoping it'll be one more time before the end of the year to do another one of these. So, John, thank you for taking time. And please tell Amy thank you for allowing the time.
We said goodbye. It's John and Kane. I don't even know.
Was that Jerry Lewis or what?
It could be Jerry Lewis.
I think it was Jerry Lewis. All right.
We love you all. All right. It's the John and Kane Show broadcasting live from Sandrina's.
That's right.
What was the rest of
on
our
Arsenal.
Thing? I don't remember the rest of it.
Huh?
It's the John and Kane.
Yeah. Broadcasting live
from
Sandrina's. On, of course, all together, Indio Radio.
Oh,
but
on, of course,
we're
all
not,
together.
But Indio Radio doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, no.
So it's just a podcast. So we have to modify our saying.
Did I go an entire show without making you uncomfortable? I'm not doing my job.
No, actually, you just did when you grabbed that microphone like a penis.
Oh,
you did.
You see that? She cupped it like the balls.
She did.
I saw that.
You saw what I saw.
I saw it.
You saw it.
I totally saw it.
All right, we're John and Kane. See you later. Bye.
That's right. Bye.